want my feet. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory. Celebrate the victory. Rejoice in what the Lord has done. Celebrate the victory. The enemy's on the run. Oh, death has been defeated and life has been.
This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, and this is Sharon Sarles.
Welcome to you.
Testimonies today. I had hoped to have a guest to share her testimony, how she got off drugs. We were talking here before the broadcast about the great many problems we have in society, and particularly with children. And I was sharing how this broadcast is rooted in the scripture in Isaiah that says, as the enemy comes in like a flood, so the Lord raises up a standard. And we do see a flood of problems with our young people today. And without looking at the statistics, it's often difficult to understand how serious and widespread we've got problems with our young people. But the good news is that God has a plan and had a plan from the beginning of creation. And if we would get in line with his plan, we would have a great life. And for my family, that's been true. I had struggles raising my daughter, and have a wonderful testimony, a wonderful young woman who's strong woman and strong in the Lord and a good mother. And we had, I have some grandsons who had just terrible prognoses, and we've got some wonderful young boys who are just doing great. And my calling and career to share the word of the Lord and to work in education, just felt called to share some of our triumphs, not that they're mine, but thank the Lord, we found some things after years of struggling, and I would just be delighted to share those with you. And it all goes back to being in alignment with the Lord. And sometimes, you know, it's practical things. Sometimes it's technological things that help us, but altogether it's being in alignment with the Lord. I say I believe in healing, and I'll take it any way it comes. I have seen miraculous healings. I believe in miraculous healings. I would love to share that with you. But also practical lifestyle tips have helped us, my family, and certainly if the Lord uses medical professionals, we welcome that because we want healing. We want to see high-functioning children. We want to see children with a wonderful life. We want to see great shalom. And I have discovered some people are not familiar with this word shalom, so let me unpack that as we talk about the Great Shalom Broadcast. And it comes from another scripture in Isaiah. It says, all your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom. In fact, Jesus quotes this particular scripture in John. It talks about that if we are in covenant with God and walk in God's ways, that God will teach our children and our grandchildren too. That word offspring in Hebrew actually does include grandchildren. Hallelujah. And talks about great shall be their shalom. Shalom is translated into English often peace or prosperity, but it means total well-being, peace, prosperity, peace with God, peace with men, prosperity, healing, health, wholeness. Wholeness might be a great word. And Jews today even greet one another. They don't say hello, they say shalom. They're blessing each other with God's total well-being. That if you walk in covenant, you should expect the rewards of covenant, or the chesed, the loving kindness of God that follows you in hot pursuit. This is shalom. God is in partnership with us like a husband and a wife partner, and they want to do good for each other. God follows us around trying to do good for us. And of course, he gave the law, the Torah, the Israelites many, many years ago to do good to them. And then came as a fulfillment of that in Christ Jesus. And he was doing good to us. He wants us to have a great and glorious life. The life we know is a broken life. And the Christian doctrine of the fall talks about that. But whether or not we don't have to argue about doctrine, we know that the life we live tends to be broken. You know, we've got problems aplenty. And nowhere more, I think, is that more heart-wrenching than when you are a parent and you see your children having really some sort of difficulty. When your child is hurt, injured, or sick, oh, that just gets your heart. But God is there. No one understands that more than God, who is the perfect parent and comes alongside you, and he feels that pain. But unlike us, who are mortal and limited, God has a plan to redeem us, and in fact brought us into the family. And it's a wonderful plan, and we could go on and on with that. But I want to talk a little bit about coming into alignment, that original coming into alignment. What do you do when you find yourself broken and messed up and in problems bigger than you can possibly deal with, where problems are wiping over you like a tidal wave and you are completely off of your little surfboard of life? What do you do in that case? Well, there is an answer for that, and it's a very simple answer. You reach out and you say, God, help me. You know, that's a great prayer. And that's the prayer that God is listening to. He's got his antenna tuned to that. Help me, God. And you may just be a little swimmer off your surfboard under a tidal wave, but God is the one who made the ocean, you know. And how do you even talk about God but say God is the ocean of love? Okay, so you may be an ocean of problems, but God is an ocean of love. And all you have to do is say, God, help me. And God will be there. God will be there. And I don't know how it's going to work practically for you, whether your new surfboard will materialize under your legs or if he'll send a yacht. But God will be there. There is a plan for you. And this is the covenant. He has been reaching out since the beginning of time saying, now, it's up to you. I'm not making you, but I've got this life for you. If you would just take my hand, let's go. And he's willing to show us how to do it. He's, you know, done everything. He has pursued us through Jesus Christ. And a little bit of reciprocation goes a long way. You know, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. That's a wonderful thing. So let me tell you a little bit about how it worked for me. It's amazing to look back now that I, you know, talk a lot about children and care a lot about children. I look back in my own life, and it's kind of amazing to me what happened to me. To use the religious terminology, I got saved when I was 10. Now, I was fortunate enough to be reared in a home where my parents went to church. My parents were very active in church in a mainline denomination, very respectable people. And on Sunday morning, we were there, and mother taught Sunday school sometimes. Dad sang in the choir. They did various kinds of service. And so I grew up in that environment. And as a little Sunday school kid, I learned the Ten Commandments. I learned the names of the disciples in my little memory time. And, you know, at 10, I was convicted by commandment number 5, honor your father and mother. Well, it turns out my parents are a little strict, and had a little problem with that. So one night, you know, I was praying in my bed. I'm laying in my little bed, little 10-year-old girl, and figured maybe I wasn't right with God because I was pretty mad at my parents. And I prayed most of that night. Most of the morning, and how I knew I could do this, I don't know, but I made a deal with God. Now, I'm telling you what I understood as a 10-year-old. I made a deal with God. I said, if you will make my life worth living, I will live it for you. At 10, I thought my life was a mess. I was ready to kill myself. My parents were so upsetting to me. Now, okay, you may laugh at that because you have bigger problems than that because you are not 10. But that's how it looked to me when I was 10. And I made the deal with God. God, if you will make my life worth living, I will live it for you. And, you know, I was changed from that day. I really was. It has been true. Things happened there. You know, I had more and more understanding as I began to live for God. When I was in junior high, a fellow by the name of Brian Rudd came to junior high to do an anti-drug program. You know, here I was, 10 years old to 13, didn't know anybody who had really given their life to the Lord. Went to church with my parents, of course, but was just hoping and praying that I'd find somebody else. I figured I might be the only one on the planet, which of course seems silly now, but that's all I knew. And I was just, so here this guy came in to do an anti-drug program. His name was Brian Rudd, and he talked about how he had been on drugs and how one night in a bad trip, his best friend took a butcher knife and stabbed him. And that was hitting bottom for him. And he gave his life to the Lord. And ever since then, he became a preacher. And he was telling the kids in junior high how bad drugs were. Okay, and then he invited us to church meeting that night. Okay, so I thought that was pretty interesting. I rounded up an adult who could drive and a bunch of kids and took a carload of kids over to this church not too far away from the high school. Never heard of it before. And I discovered there that the church was packed with young people. Just packed. In fact, I was late because I was late coming home because it was hard to get out of the church building. Anyway, and he talked to us about the Lord and how the Lord would save us from sin, from drugs, and from whatever else was the problem. And to me, that was a huge, huge revelation because here were people who were living for God. And, well, bless Brian Rudd. I hope he's still evangelizing somewhere. And my life was different. I ended up continuing to go to that youth group at that church. You know, I haven't always had that kind of company in life, but I do now, and I cannot believe the years I wasted when I didn't walk in that sort of company and didn't walk in that deal that I had with God. But I am now, and I just thank God because I do find shalom in my life. He's turned around my life, and in shalom, peace, prosperity. My kiddos, well, I told my daughter, go back to church. Sure enough, she found great shalom in her life, and even though she had committed her life to the Lord as a child, to really live in that covenant, nothing is like it. Nothing can compare. If we just live in God's plan, He has deliverance for us, deliverance from all these problems, and a great life for us. Well, we're going to take a break here now, and then we'll come back with my guest, and she'll tell us how she got in line with the Lord and what a great life it is compared to the problems she had before.
God wants you healed. We know this for many reasons. Read why in Sister Sharon's new book, God Wants You Healed. Turn away doubts and receive healing. It is not God's plan for any child to have pain or deficiency. Stop believing stories and get one step closer to God and healing by understanding God wants you healed. Send $15 to P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630.
Homeschoolers now have confident one-stop shopping with professional advice from an experienced Christian homeschooler. Just log on to faithfamilylearning.org for a recommended selection of curricula, books, educational equipment, supplements, and resource links. Shop the nation while still supervising the children. Just go to faithfamilylearning.org. That's faithfamilylearning.org.
Please consider sponsoring the Great Shalom broadcast. For details, please contact Sharon Sarles at info@greatshalom.org. You will be blessed as you invest in children and youth. That's info@greatshalom.org. Thank you.
Educators, reduce conflict on your staff, clear up business problems, and motivate your staff. Sharon Sarles will show you how. Yes, and recognized clock hours are available for early childhood and private school educators in Texas. For more information, go to www.orgstrat.net. That's O-R-G-S-T-R-A-T.net. training educators since 1990 and consulting since 1998.
Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory. Celebrate the victory. Rejoice in what the Lord has done. Celebrate the victory. The enemy's on the run.
This is the Great Shalom Broadcast. I'm Sharon Sarles, and I have in the studio with me a special guest, Miss Shelby Ring, hometown girl. She's going to tell us how she got in line with the Lord and what happened in her life. Welcome, Shelby.
Well, thank you. Well, when I was 14, which was 4 years ago, I lived here in Austin, and I just really got off track with just the way that I lived my life, and I went through just a series of events and got into really some bad relationships and bad influences in my life, and so got involved in sort of the drug culture and went through you know, just some really bad times, but you know, I went to a youth group just out of nowhere. It was like, you know, I don't even know why I'm here. And my mom was like, just come to this youth group, just check it out. So I was like, okay, let's go and see what this is all about. And so I really liked the music that was played there. And they had a retreat that was coming up, and it was kind of like a youth camp. And so out of nowhere, I signed up to go to it. Like, it was very last minute, like they were barely even taking sign-ups, and I was just like, okay, I'm going to sign up for this, and I don't know why, I'm going to do it. So, you know, I signed up for that, and then I went to the retreat, and I was just listening to the worship music and reading the lyrics, and I was just thinking, this makes sense. But, you know, meanwhile, I was living a life of, you know, getting into cocaine and just doing all sorts of things, and just wasn't good, but I just was, it made sense to my spirit, you know. It was like, this, all these lyrics about loving the Lord, and, you know, he's the one that I want, I think that makes sense to me. And so we had a little, what they call a fire tunnel, which is like a prayer tunnel, and I went through, and I listened to the people's prayers.
Let me see, people understand, so you're walking through two lines of people and they're praying for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so there's all the youth leaders on either side of me, and I'm listening to what they're praying over me, and they're saying, you know, Lord, you love this girl and you have such good plans for her, and, you know, they're just saying that they love me, and I'm going, you don't know who I am, you don't know what I've gone through, and you know, and I was like, how can you say these things? And I come out of the, you know, I finished getting prayed for by all these people, and I just hit the floor, and I am just crying, and I was so moved that people that didn't even know me, they said they loved me, and I felt that love. I knew that it was what I was looking for. And so, I mean, I came home from that youth retreat, and I was just changed. I mean, I wasn't interested in the drugs anymore. I wasn't interested in, you know, the momentary satisfaction, because I'd found something that lasted, that I knew was the real thing. And so it was just amazing how the Lord worked in my life and, you know, really just shut the doors of the places of influence that really were not good for me. And, I mean, I've just been pursuing the Lord ever since. And, I mean, now I'm going to school in Northern California for Jesus.
You just cannot believe, folks, I'm looking at Shelby, and she's such a wonderful, beautiful young woman. And her parents are wonderful, too. I know them. And it's hard to believe that 4 years ago, what she said, she was a little off track. Yes, it was a pretty bad scene. And so let me encourage you. I just don't have any idea what her parents must have been thinking back then. But the transformation has just been enormous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Shelby can stop her ears while I say, you know, holiness just glows off of her. She's she's just so happy. And this is a great encouraging story, because it can happen to anybody.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a complete transformation. And that's what God promises us, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Totally, yeah.
So whether people are, no matter how bad the problem is. So did you go to rehab, or did God just do a miraculous thing? What happened?
I mean, I was just stepping into, you know, with the cocaine and everything. But, I mean, I came home, and it was at my access. I could have, you know, just pursued that right then and there. But I just sat on my bed, and I was like, why am I not reaching for this stuff? Why am I not making those connections like I always do? Why am I not just going to that? And I realized, I was like, I don't want this anymore. The desire was just gone. Mm-hmm. And so from then, and the people in my life that were very influential towards that drug culture, they just dropped off the face of the earth. You know, nobody called me, and because there wasn't a genuine love for me in the first place, you know, mm-hmm. It just wasn't real. And so all those connections just shut down. And I mean, I got involved in that youth group, and the people, they just took me under their wings and just loved me. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. A relationship with God is the best trip.
Totally.
Yeah. And the company of people who love the Lord is better company, is it not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So now what are you doing?
Well, I go to a school in Northern California. It's called Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. And it's based out of the church Bethel. Bill Johnson and Chris Valentin, they're the pastors there. But it's basically, it's a two-year school, and it's non-accredited, and it teaches you how to live your life powerfully and realizing, like, our God is an extravagant God, and we learn a lot about a culture of honor and a culture of just moving with compassion and learning just to walk in joy, walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and just peace and love, like, everywhere that you go. So, you know, it's a very unique school. There's international students that go there, and, you know, because there's nothing else like it. And, you know, we have worship every day, and it's just awesome. But, yeah, it's something else, you know, so I really am enjoying it. It's intense, you know, it's just transformation of your heart and your perspectives and your beliefs and just getting to know Papa God, and, you know, it's amazing.
You're pursuing God, and that's transforming you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so what do you expect to do with this? You'll go through this program, and then what?
Well, I'm feeling something. I want to, you know, some people, they go and they do a third-year internship at Bethel, because that's more like if you're planning on staying in the church doing ministry. But really, there's a large, well over half of the students that go there, they don't even plan on staying inside the church. Like, they plan on going into, you know, the quote-unquote secular world and doing professions there. So, you know, I'm interested in doing something like becoming a massage therapist and just having that healing and just through loving people and yeah. So I don't know. That's what I plan on doing next. And
well, you've had a passion to share Jesus even in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. I got really excited in high school and tried, you know, just to love my friends and make relationships and really care, you know, just be genuine and real with people. So
yeah, I'm amazed sometimes at what I hear the young people, you and the young people do. Mm-hmm. And I understand you were praying for some folks, and have you seen some miracles with your prayers?
Like, there's a retirement center that I'm doing an outreach at, and it's there's a woman who you know, the first day that I came there, I was just praying for her and encouraging her, and she had had a stroke, and I just told her, you know, I know that you've had the stroke, but I just sense the Lord's going to begin to restore you. I just sense there's going to be, you know, you're going to be able to do things you haven't been able to do in years. And I saw her 2 weeks later, and I was just playing around, asking her questions, and saying, you know, oh, did you you know, did you dance when there was the music playing? She goes, no, I can't dance, but I can do this. And she stands up out of her wheelchair, and she is just so proud. She's beaming. I'm like, that's awesome. She sits back down, looks me in the eye, and she goes, ever since you prayed for me, I just have this feeling that I'm going to be able to walk again. And I was like, yeah, you are. You better believe it. So, yeah, it's just restoring the hearts of people, you know.
Let's pray quickly now that somebody hears the deal that God has for them and is willing to turn their life around. whether it's they need to get off drugs, out of some problem, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. Well, Papa God, we just come to you, and we thank you that you are the God of the impossible. God, that you are able to just go through every situation, Lord. Whatever the life situation looks like, Lord, you have a plan and you have a way out. So I just speak hope and restoration to the hearts of your people, Lord. I speak restoration to family life, and I speak restoration to our dreams, Lord, that you just would wake up people's passions, and you just would just give them dreams in the nightlife, and just whatever it is, Lord, just set them up to succeed, and just let your love just overflow, Papa. So I just thank you for that. I thank you that you are good throughout every single situation, Lord, and I just thank you that you're the one in control.
Amen. Amen. Please write us at, you can write me at info@greatshalom.org, but our website, www.greatshalom.org, now has blog capability. So if you'd like to share your testimony or ask a question to either me or Shelby, go just blog in there. You can do that straightforward. You don't have to have any particular expertise. And we're happy to announce that we now have podcasting up. We're beginning to get it up. So you can get copies of these broadcasts and play them on your iPod or however you like to play them. And we want to announce for sure that we're going to have a time of prayer on December the 27th, the last Saturday of this year. So please write in your prayer requests if you would like to, and join us for a release of prophetic healing prayer. And we will pray over your children in particular. And what Shelby said is right. God is good. Mm. God wants to give you great shalom. And this is the Great Shalom Broadcast.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom Broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom Broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org. Join Sharon Sarles again next Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. for the Great Shalom Broadcast.